Hey guys, welcome to season one, episode one of
Wig,
the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Denise.
And we are here to share our experience in life as 20-somethings in the world. Okay. So what's our topic today, Denise?
Our topic is dating in our 20s. So stay tuned. Listen to us. Maybe get some food.
And it's going to be Liddy.
Liddy time.
Hey. Put my wig on. Snatch my wig off. Put my wig back on. Snatch my wig back off. Because I got clout. And my lead out. And we're going to talk about you. Got clout. And my lead out. And we're going to talk about you.
So, our first jewel of knowledge.
Jewel.
Well, our first talking point is dating apps.
How do you feel about dating apps, Leah? She's also single, by the way.
I hate you.
Let's talk about Tinder. How do you feel about Tinder?
I'm not on Tinder.
Okay.
I told you I was scared. I was scared to join it because, like, I've heard crazy things about Tinder. So I was like,
I shouldn't be eating while we're doing this, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, well, the only dating app I've tried is Bumble.
Why?
Well, honestly, like, I heard about it, and then, like, one of my old coworkers, like, we were literally at work. And he was like, yeah, just, like, make a profile. And I was like,
and you did.
Why? So he forced me to make it. So, like, we were, like, on my phone and just, like, swiping through people. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. So I was like, what does this mean? Because, like, I had, like, swiped and, like, matched with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait, what does that mean? And he was like, oh, you guys just matched. And I was like,
da,
what does that mean? And he was like, yeah, he swiped you, too. And I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah.
So, is it like, does it work?
I feel like for some people it could work, but for me, I don't know. I feel like it just like takes the natural part of like
meeting someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's too strategic for me, and it's just like, oh, I swiped you because you're cute.
It's so wrong in so many levels because you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but here we are swiping left and right.
Yeah, like it's
like really you're not cute enough, so you're
right. Really so, but like no,
it could have been your husband you just swiped left on.
Exactly.
But I try Bumble and I just think it's too much work. That's too much work.
Why?
Because don't you have to like. You have to try the have guy. To the girl. Like we have to like make the first move. Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that.
Like, I don't, like, no. I'll make the first move, like, outside, like, if we're in bars and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. If you caught my eye, I'd be like, what's up, shoddy? But, like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. Man. I'm not man out there. But, no. Yeah, but, like, Bumble is just weird, at least personally for me. But I know a lot of people that use Bumble.
Yeah, I was on it for, like.
You were on it for a hot
minute. Yeah, probably, like, a year and a half.
And you're still single.
I deleted it probably, like, a couple months ago.
Why?
Because I was just over it. Like, because it got to a point where I was just swiping because I was bored.
Oh, my God. I do that with Tinder.
Just to see who I'd match with.
Mm.
And then if I'm reaching out to you because I have to make the first move, if I'm saying, hey.
What's up?
And you just say hi, I'm deleting you because.
Because you're boring as hell.
That's it.
Yeah, that's not good enough. Right, bye.
I've done that to so many guys. Yeah. Like, all you gotta say to me is hi. Okay, bye.
I don't like the tone.
You're not the one. You're not the one, so.
Yeah, I don't use Bumble, but I mean, I'm still on Tinder, so, like, swipe right on me. Mia's catch me on Tinder. Probably won't reply, but, like, still. Add me on Instagram. Audrey D. Anyways. I literally still have Tinder because of that. Like, I've gotten so many followers because of Tinder.
From Tinder?
Yeah, because I was, like, I think my bio is, like, Let me read you my bio. I think
oh my God.
My bio is, like, the best bio known to man. I don't think anyone can beat my bio. It's so me, because I'm, like, okay. a clown.
This is your Tinder bio?
Yeah.
All right.
So, this is for everyone. If I match with you, hi. I'm real.
Hi.
Okay, so, my motherfucking bio is, oh, I just got a match.
Ooh.
Back to Tinder. Give me a second. Okay. Okay. Where's my profile?
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Okay. So I'm in Tinder as Adriana because it's my middle name. And I say, I come with hot sauce. Let me spice up your world. Keep the bullshit out, though. Or you can just add me on Snap, IG, Audrey underscore D. What's up? So, yeah, my bio is lit. Because who doesn't like hot sauce?
I'm but dead.
Tinder doesn't work, though. It's, like, especially, I mean, if you're looking for something serious, don't get on Tinder. I feel like
dating apps, period.
Yeah, because, like, especially now with the whole hookup, like,
yeah, like, it's
trend. That's
it's
all they want to do.
Hooking up, and I'm just, like, because I have met some, like, really cool people.
No, I have, too. Like, don't get me wrong, but, like, at the end of the day, it's, like, guys don't know how to just chill.
Yeah, because, okay, so, here's my story.
Dun, 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 dun.
The whole reason I got into dating apps in the first place was because I got dumped.
We got dumped.
And I didn't...
Heartbroken.
I didn't want to do the whole, oh, I'm sad, like, me and my boyfriend broke up, no, and I'm, like, depressed the fuck up. And crying and shit. Mm. Like, no, I didn't want to do that. So yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm going to move on.
Fuck yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to, like, waste any more tears on this guy. Yes. Because, honestly, like, it was a long time coming, and we should have broke up, like...
Long time ago.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Like, literally years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go see what's out there. Like, I'm
and
just going to...
I'm going to do me.
Mm. I'm just going to jump in. This is what happened. So, I was on Facebook, and mm-hmm. I tried jumping into guys' DMs.
Mm-hmm.
I think I jumped into, like... three guys' DMs.
How did that go?
And it didn't work out. Because, like, we got to the point where we were texting.
Uh-huh.
But
it
didn't.
That was it? Like, it
yeah.
didn't go past
like, they
that.
Either, like, one guy, like, he was really bad at responding. So I was like, all right.
Bye.
You're done. And the other guy, he was just a weirdo. Like, he was like.
Yeah, we don't do weirdos here.
Yeah, it was.
Nice to meet though. What's up, girl?
I forget what happened. But it was just, like, what did happen, it was just, like, a turnoff for me. And I was like, yeah, I'm okay. So then I was like, yeah, I'm not jumping into DMs anymore. Which kind of, like, is a contradiction because basically Bumble is, like, jumping into DMs. So, anyway. But I didn't know that when I, like, first signed up for it. But, yeah, so I signed up for Bumble and I started bumbling.
Hey! We started bumbling.
If you know what I mean.
Bumbling. We know. Okay. We know.
All right. But, anyway. Yeah. So, I'm not going to say it was a waste of time
because it
definitely, like, taught me a lot about myself.
You got to go through the bullshit to learn who you are.
Yeah.
To grow, to manifest into the woman you're supposed to be, a motherfucking queen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But, yeah, like, it was fun until it wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah, basically. I got tired of it.
Yeah.
I lasted 3 weeks. On Tinder, that was actually, like, talking to guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how y'all do it to, like, stay on Tinder fucking around.
I
give you guys props, but I got bored. So it was the same lines, the same bullshit.
Yeah.
There was this one guy. Okay, so I joined Tinder because my ex cheated on me. And if you hear this, hi. Ooh. he know who he is.
Right.
But, yeah, he cheated on me, and, like, that's supposed to be the love of my life. Like, you know us, we be on some dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was heartbroken. And I was like, you know what? I ain't gonna cry, you know. I'm gonna just boss up and do me. And I did.
Period.
And I did. And, I mean, it was fun. I'm not even gonna lie. I had friends. I'm going out every weekend. What's up? Main Street used to know me. Not anymore. I was like, hey, girl, when you coming out again? I'll be there Friday.
So did you ever actually go on, like...
Tinder dates?
Dates, yeah.
Yeah. Guys, you're weird. I've been on some dates. I've been maybe on max, like, at least from Tinder, like, 2-3 good dates that I was like, you're actually interesting.
So does Tinder, like, you can, like, put your zodiac sign on there?
Well, Tinder, you have, okay, so obviously, it's basically, it is like Bumble, but, like, you or the person has the option to slide in their DMs if y'all match.
Like, either one
can do it. Yeah, like, you can easily. I don't message guys, Yeah, I don't know. You have to really grab my attention for me, but, like, what's that, shiny? Like, you trying to get spoiled? Shit. You want new shoes?
Yikes. I can't even say that, because that was literally me when I was in my relationship. Like,
I'll spoil a motherfucker. Don't test me.
Because I worked at, I worked in retail, so I was, and I worked in the men's section, so I was literally like, this would look good on him. He would like this. So I'm literally buying all this shit. For no reason. Yep. And I'm just like, what is wrong with me?
Why he get you?
I mean, he got me a couple things, but it definitely wasn't on the level of what I did.
That's what I'm saying. People and I'm get not comfortable.
Saying, I'm not saying, like, he had to do that, because I'm not, like, looking for somebody to just spoil me. Like, spoil myself.
You know what? Nah. I'm looking for someone to spoil me.
I mean, it is nice.
I've been... No, that mindset just doesn't get you anywhere. After the fact, you got hoes out here.
No, I'm in the mindset where, like,
taking care of Liam. Yeah. Car bought, car paid, house, everything. I'm over here... Well, I can take care of myself. Like, I don't need you.
I mean, yeah, like...
Well, yeah, but, like, me, like, that extra income? why not?
My thing is, like, it's not a requirement.
Oh, not a requirement.
But if you want to do it, I'm going to let you do it. And before I was at a point where I was just like, no, you don't have to do that. But now I'm like, oh, you want to take me where?
All right, what's up?
When we going? Okay.
Let me go put on my eyebrows. I'm so serious. I used to be the same way, and I think that's why, you know, they weren't doing certain things, because I wasn't really, like, not really demanding it, like, but not, like, saying anything about it. Like, no, you don't have to do that. It's okay. Like, you know, I know there's bills to pay. Like, you don't have to spend money on me. Like, I'll buy, you know, I'm buying you these things because I want to, you know? Like, I thought of you. Here you go. Wear it.
And I would do it because I'm like, okay, I need to stop shopping for myself. Nobody said I couldn't shop for my man. Like, what size should you wear? What you need?
Right? Shit.
But now I'm just like, I mean, I still like do, I would like to do that for somebody, but I just don't have that.
Yeah.
Someone to do that for.
Oh, by the way, Facebook came out with a dating app too.
Oh, yeah.
It don't work.
I got curious. To sign up for it, but I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this.
No, so I got curious and did it.
It ain't it, baby girl. Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna do this to myself, because I get enough guys on regular Facebook.
Ooh,
DMing me talking about
enough guys. Talking about
hey beautiful. I'm like, hello.
Hi.
But what gets me is, like, I usually don't respond, but the times that I do respond, they don't have anything to talk about. They're like, oh, how are you?
Oh,
I'm
you
like,
know
I'm
what
good.
I, ooh. Like, girl, that basic ass, what are you doing?
Yeah. How oh my God, do not ask me what I'm doing.
WYD, take those letters and shove it up your ass, because I'm sick. Like, leave me. Let's talk about alien shit. Let's, you know, fuck around and talk about cars. Like, I don't care. Like,
tell me about your childhood.
Right?
Like, literally.
Who hurt you? Why are you this, like, why are you in my DMs for? Like,
yeah.
Because I respect it. We might be on the same vibe. You never know.
No, but can we talk about the vibe, though? Like,
oh, I feel like this whole vibe bullshit, because I'm on that bullshit.
Yes, me
but
too.
I feel like the vibe bullshit fucks you up so bad, because we start making excuses like, but the vibe.
That's what I do.
Like, there's no fucking title. That. Y'all sing us shit. Y'all fucking around. This and that, but here you go. But the vibe. Fuck the vibe. If there's no title, ain't it? Well, no, fuck the title too. Fuck everything at this point.
For me, it's like, okay, I meet somebody, we hang out, Like, the very first time we hang out, and it's, like, super comfortable, super chill. Like, we just vibe. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the dumb stuff comes into play later, but it's, like, the vibe is what, like, keeps me putting up with the dumb stuff. Because it's, like, I don't have to put up with this, but I like you so hard. Because you're, like, really chill, and, like, I feel like you get me. It's, like, all right, well, how can I, like, fix it so that we can still vibe?
Ladies, take care of yourself. Simple as that. I mean, guys, too, because bitches be playing around.
I mean, yeah,
I'm still on the bullshit.
I'm not excluded from that because I have definitely put up with things that I should not have.
I think everybody does at some point because they see potential in what we need to stop falling for potential.
Like, we can actually be so cute together. Yeah. And, you
know. It's like, what you're seeing right now is what you're getting. Simple as that.
And we got to stop, like, making shit up in our heads, too. Because that just, like, forms expectations. And literally, it's like that meme where it's, like, nobody, absolutely nobody. And then, like, us in our head, like, oh, we about to get married. We about to, like, have this great relationship. No. Like, nobody said all that. You haven't even, like, talked about it yet. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do that.
I do.
No, I don't. I find that shit fucking weird.
Like, I don't...
But, like, I feel like, at least for me, I realized if, like... Because, like back to the whole vibe, when you meet someone, y'all click, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, my God, like, he could be, like, boyfriend material, you know? And I feel like I realized that if I jump in and, like, start with that kind of mindset, mm-hmm. I get disappointed. Like, some shit happens. It's like, you know what? Whatever. But, like, a lot of guys also come through my DMs, like, on that kind of type of wave. Like, just trying to, like... It's either they're trying to date me or they're trying to fuck me. Can we just be friends first? Like, please. We need a strong foundation to get anywhere.
Yep.
And absolutely. Everybody's so, like, quick to want to get into something.
My thing is, like, the whole... friends with benefits thing.
Oh, can we not?
Wait, is that the topic for this episode? Yeah, it is actually. Friends with benefits versus
fuck
buddies.
Okay. Mm.
Is there a difference?
I think it's the same to an extent. If you're friends, you care for each other, and I'm hoping y'all can, like, not make it weird and still hang out with each other and stuff. So, like, I think that's, like, the only difference between fuck buddies. But I feel like at the end of the day, if you're fucking the same guy over and over and over, or I mean, same person, you're gonna somehow end up talking about life. Like, it just happens. And especially if the sex is good, like, once you're done and you're just chilling there,
yeah,
you're gonna come to a point where you're just gonna be, like, talking to each other about life. Simple as that.
I feel like...
Unless you're a whole fucking savage, you're like, you know what? I just nutted. Goodbye. If you're doing that, then okay, go ahead. Go ahead and do your thing.
Because I feel like that would be the fuck buddy. Like, they're just here just for sex.
I'm such a whore for food. Like, this is why I gain so much weight. I'd be like, if I'm fucking just to fuck, you better bring chicken. Just saying.
Oh, my God.
That's the transaction I request.
Have I had fuck buddies?
Yes.
But I always, like, I be wanting to talk to people. Like, I want you to, like...
go with your lonely ass. That's why. Your face!
I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, the type of person I am. Like, once I'm comfortable with you... And, like, I found, like, since I've been single, like, it doesn't take me long to, like, get comfortable with people. Because I don't know. Like, I'll straight up, like, I'll act silly as hell. And it's, like...
Yeah, I just don't care.
I don't care. I'm, like... Yeah, I probably look stuck up, but, like, once you talk to me, like, I will have you cracking up.
You do look stuck up.
I know. But I swear.
But you're intriguing, though, because I know when I first met you, well, when I approached you before I ever said anything,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, she bad. She bad. And I'm like, okay, Shawnee, okay. Would you consider one at some point in your life?
I feel like...
Based on where you are right now.
Well, right now, like, I'm not looking for a fuck buddy. Like, because I'm to the point where I don't want to fuck somebody I'm not connected. I don't feel a connection to.
Okay, so we're growing. We want better. Yeah.
So I feel like if you have a fuck buddy, like, it's just sex. Like, you're not really interested in... You probably, like, care about their well-being. Like, oh, I, you know, I'm make sure you you know, you got home okay, whatever. But as far as, like, knowing them,
don't
like,
ask me if I made it home okay. That shit pisses me off.
Why?
Only my friends are allowed to ask.
Oh, my God. But, like, as far as, like,
dude,
mm-mm. you, like, me, like, sharing my life with you and, like, how, like, my life story and, like, my goals and, goals. You know, I feel like that's more of, like, a friends with benefits thing.
But I feel like that just happens because people get, you know, you get curious about people. At least I get really curious.
I do.
Just
start I always, like,
asking questions that honestly are off the wall, but no one has, like, you know, say, like, bitch, the fuck wrong with you? Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know, I'm just curious, like,
yeah.
Why are you single? Like, what happened? Like,
yeah, that's you know? What I do, too. Okay, so what would you say are the benefits of friends with benefits / fuck buddies, and what are the downfalls?
Okay, look. Friends, fuck, that's your brownie. Put it back in here. Okay, so the benefits, I'ma put them together because I feel like they're the same thing. At the end of the day, you're still fucking someone.
True.
I feel like with friends, you see, the friends with benefits is kind of tricky because I feel like that would only work with someone that you're not so close to, because I feel like if you're fucking with someone that you're really close to, it's going to turn into something,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because, I mean, obviously, if you keep on fucking, that means the sex is good and you guys are already friends. So, like, someone's going to be like, why don't we make this into a thing? You
Very
know?
True.
Like, this yeah. is going to happen. So, that's why
I've
like
been there.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like friends with benefits ends up being that first stage of talking where you, like, try to get to know each other. But because you're friends, you kind of, like, already, like, yeah, but you're still there, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I feel like that's the beginning stage of, like, going into some possibility of dating. Because, like I said, someone's going to be like, why not? Because you're
so
basically doing everything. No, that's, like,
our benefit.
I guess a good thing about it, like, you can, I mean, for both, you can end up getting something from it. Because, I mean, shit, now you're making me think. Ask the question again.
What are the benefits,
mm-hmm.
/ what are the downfalls of having a fuck buddy and or a friend with benefits?
Okay. Fuck buddy. I technically had a fuck buddy this summer. And it was nice.
Just sex?
Well, I didn't know homeboy like that. We, like, kind of got to know each other throughout us messing around.
Mm-hmm.
But it was weird because, like, the thing about that is that you start developing, like, oh, like, she shouldn't be going out on dates. Or, like, why is he with her? Like, is he fucking her? Like, it's, like, that weird, like, we're not together, we're just fucking, but yet, like, I'm upset that you're hanging out with her or he or whatever, you know? So I think it gets, like, weird, like, because you're not going to say anything about it because y'all not dating, but you still feel some type of way about it. And, like, it's just, like.
So you, like, really like him at that point?
I don't think it was him on my ass. He was on my ass, and it was weird because it was like, okay, so is this a thing, or are we just fucking around? Like, what is this? That would be, like, the main benefit of it. The second one would be, you know, not having a title, but I feel like that gets complicated depending where you are in that situation. And then the downfall is that you end up, I just don't think you should casually have sex. Like, I think there's so much to having sex that people mm-hmm. ignore, like,
yeah,
like, the energy kind of thing, like,
yeah,
like, why are you doing this to yourself? Because you're horny or because you're lonely and you need some type of, like, mm-hmm. you're trying to, like, I don't know, you know, fill in something that you're missing, yeah. you know, it's just,
I mean, I'm gonna be honest, like, I feel like that's where I am right now. Cause I'd be lonely as hell. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I spend a lot of time by myself, so it's, like, I like having company, like, come over and chill. Like, we can even,
I
we
know.
Can go, let's go on an adventure. Like,
bro, can we go for a walk?
I wanna go.
I haven't gone
for a nice walk, leisurely walk.
Bro, me
in
either.
Ages.
Well, no, there was this one kid that wanted to talk to me, and I kept on, like, dodging him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went through some shit that day, and I was like, you know what, I need to go for a walk, I'm gonna go for a walk. He was like, well, let me come with you. I'm like, bet. So
yes.
I really took this boy to the clay park out here,
uh-huh.
the whatever, National Clay, that park out here. And it was the funniest shit ever because I'm like, that was technically our first date. Yes. And like, we went on a fucking walk and I'm over here being all adventurous and weird as shit because I just get distracted kind of easily.
I love it because I feel like you can like be yourself. I feel like if I'm weird around you, like you should take that as a compliment because I'm like comfortable around you.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's how I feel too.
Walks are lit. Especially in the summertime.
Yeah, like.
It's warm out.
Yes. Shit.
Like, we could catch, like, fireflies at night and shit.
Oh, bro.
Like, come
on. I'm such a fucking kid. Yo. We're kids.
I'm like, look, there's another one. I will go run and catch it.
I won. I won.
Yeah. That's my
thing. Now go buy me chicken. Deadass.
Yeah. Chicken. So, okay. So, my opinion, I feel like the benefits of a fuck buddy, like you say, you get your
fuck
nut
buddy. When you want. You get the nut, nut. You get the nut.
And you're like, that need is taken care of.
Satisfied.
That, yeah, it's fulfilled. So
you are full. All
right, cool, great.
That sounds so gross.
Downfall. I feel like once feelings come into play with both of them, that could be a downfall.
Yeah, like I feel like that only works if you're like don't have feelings.
Because I've been in friends with benefits, quote unquote, situations where. We all right, we established what this was, cool. I caught feelings.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to end it.
Or not in the beginning. Like, you know, as it went on. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, okay, well, I feel some kind of way because you're fucking with this other girl. Even though you told me about it and I'm fucking with somebody else too. But I feel some kind of way because I like you. So then it's like, okay, what do I do here? I gotta like either let it go or.
But you didn't.
We're not going to talk about that right now.
I guessed right.
We're not going to talk about that right now.
I guessed right. I was like, if I make this comment and she reacts, all right. I am awesome. Okay, hit me up.
Anyway.
Hit me up.
Anyway. All right. You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. So with that situation, I started liking him. It's no secret. Like, I started liking him.
We all know.
Period. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Talk I to started me. Catching feelings.
Catching feelings.
And I was like,
what happened?
I was telling him, okay, I was, mind you, at this point, when I first started catching feelings, I was still talking to other people. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna like make a big deal out of it.
Yep, okay.
But this is a really cool person. Like, I really like being around him.
He lit.
He's
okay.
funny. He's okay. like a dork. And I love it. So it's like, okay.
Okay.
So time went on, so I started spending more time with him more than the other guys that I was talking to. So I'm just like, okay.
Oh, shit. That was your favorite hoe.
That's why I started messing up.
A regular schmegler.
So I would, like, we would be chilling or whatever, and I would see his, you know, phone light up because he's getting messages from the other girl, which I know about. So I'm just like, oh, tell her that you're busy right now. I'd be like,
bro,
tell her.
I would have ended it right there.
Or I'll be like, or if like he'll go to the bathroom and I'll like see his phone light up and it's her and I'll be like,
oh, you big cat. Like, if you're looking at his phone.
I'm not picking the phone up.
Yeah, but you know, you
but
know.
But I do a little side eye. I'm like, all right, okay. So he comes back. I'm like, yeah, she texts you. You gonna text her back? Are you gonna text her back? Why not? Why don't you wanna text her back?
Okay, so then this is where he went wrong because he entertained your little crazy ass self. He should have been like, hey, yo. We agree on something.
But the thing
you're
is
you're doing
that,
too much.
But the thing is
but he was doing the same thing.
Yeah, he would do the same thing. Like he would know the other guys by name. I mean, I knew her name because he told me. But with me, it was more than one guy. So he would be like, oh, you got a text from so and so or tell someone like he would say their name. I'd be like, yo, like are you pressed right now?
Like, and you like the fact that
he
was pressed.
I did.
Can y'all just date?
No!
Why?
No! Just for that, no!
But like I was saying.
Yeah.
So, friends with benefits, downfalls is the feelings.
Damn. Can we skip to number 5?
Yeah. Do you tend to wait to have sex with people you really like versus with people you don't see a future with? The microphone was in the way. Let me repeat that. Okay. Leah.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. Patricia. That's her name. You guys see her on Main Street. do you tend to wait to have sex with people you really like versus with people you don't see a future with? ?
Ideally, that is my plan.
but sometimes it doesn't happen. Or I'm not okay. This
here. No.
Let me rephrase.
Okay.
Sometimes it has not happened that way.
Because, as in, what do you mean that way?
As it, I wanted to wait, but it like it just happened, and I was like, all right, whatever, cool, it happened. But a part of me still was like, okay, I wish we waited. But then I've had guys where, you know, we did go ahead and almost do it. And I was like, you know what? We need to wait.
Okay.
And I was glad. And I stuck to it. And I was like, no, we need to wait. And I was glad that I did.
Okay. So do you, when, okay, let's say you go out, you guys go out on this date. It's fun. It's a vibe. You're enjoying yourself. He's cool. You're cool. It's a match.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all hook up on that same night. Do you, like, feel bad about it afterwards? Or, like, do you regret it? Or do you wish that you have, like, waited and stuff? Like, is hooking up with the person on that same night you met them, does that, like, affect the relationship that could have been or might be, I guess?
In my own experience,
I have not seen one cute guy pass by. I'm upset.
In my own experience, I've done that one time, and I really didn't see.
And was this part of your hoe face? Because I don't think the hoe face, like,
this was like literally like the tail end of my hoe face.
Should count when it comes to this, because I think like once you're in the hoe face, your entire mindset is different. You don't give a fuck. It is what it is. Fuck bitches, get money, kind of bullshit.
Yeah,
gang, like, gang, motherfuckers, like, I'm gonna get my nut and go. For real.
But it happened on the first date. But I feel like once it happened, that's all it was. Like, after that, it was just about sex.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a reason why I like to wait, too, if I really like you. Because I don't want it to turn into just sex. But at the same time, like, I've had a guy, I was talking to a guy, he wanted to wait, and I didn't. And I was just like...
But was it because you were horny?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but I can agree to that. Like, I know, I feel like I like waiting if I'm feeling the guy. Like, I don't know, I feel like it intensifies the sex, like, experience overall, you know, versus doing it on that same night, because
it like makes it like more special. That's what I'm on now. Like, I'm not casual sex, it was cool, whatever, I get it, I get why people do it, I get why people want it, but I'm past that now. Like, I don't know, so I get it. Like, I get both sides. Like, I'm on the I want to know you first side, but like, I get the casual sex side too, because I've been on both sides.
Well, I've been on both sides too, but it's just the fact that, I don't know, I think sex is just a lot better when you're into someone.
Yeah,
it is. It does a lot, like.
Well, we should probably wrap up.
Okay,
This has been a great conversation so far. This is part one. Tune in for part two.
Coming soon. This is Denise with the capital D E and nice, because I'm fucking nice. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us. We appreciate the support we've been receiving.
You can follow us on Instagram.
Okay, go for it.
This is Leah. You can follow me at MarieXTheGypsy on Instagram. Have a YouTube yet. But coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.